For KBIA News, I'm Madison Conti. Missouri Senator Roy Blunt wants the federal government to resume looking into police department practices. As Jason Rosenbaum reports, the Republican lawmaker pointed to Missouri's experience as a way to induce change after protests for police accountability.
Blunt wants the Justice Department to resume examining police departments' patterns and practices and to pursue consent decrees like the one in Ferguson. That document required changes to the city's police department and government after Michael Brown's 2014 shooting death. Blunt says this move could be more impactful in the wake of George Floyd's death than anything Congress could pass.
I'm not of the view that there's a lot of legislative solutions here that can deal with things that happen internally in a department. But I think what we've seen in our state is good reason to understand that this can help.
President Donald Trump's administration has pared down the use of consent decrees since he took office. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Boone County reported a second death from COVID-19 yesterday. The county also reported 9 new positive cases, bringing the total to 162, with 33 active cases and 127 removed from isolation. On Monday evening, Twitter user @AlyssaNova called for a virtual demonstration and asked Black students to share their experiences of discrimination, prejudice, microaggressions, and racism at MU. The Columbia Missourian reports thousands have used the hashtag #BlackAtMizzou, so many that it began trending nationally. Although each tweet is one person's story, themes have emerged, notably lack of diversity among MU students and faculty, accounts of subtle and direct racism, and feeling unsafe on campus. In the protest movement surrounding George Floyd's death, a time span has become an important symbol, 8 minutes, 46 seconds. That's how long prosecutors say the 46-year-old Black man was pinned to the ground under a white police officer's knee before he died last week. Protesters have seized on the detail as a quiet way to honor Floyd. Demonstrators this week in Missouri and around the country lay down on streets staging die-ins for precisely 8 minutes, 46 seconds. In Houston, churchgoers held candles and bowed their heads in silence, experiencing the crawl of time. Columbia's NAACP chapter is planning a march in protest of police brutality and systemic racism at 1 p.m. Saturday at the Boone County Courthouse. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.